The Nash has a new managing director. Steve Maughan took over at the Phoenix Jazz venue earlier this month. He's worked in development and the law, but not specifically in the music field. He joins me to talk about his new job. And Steve, why take this on, especially since it's not an area in which you've been before? Why do this now?
I have a long-standing interest in jazz music. I just like the culture of the music and the history of the music, and the opportunity came up at a time when I was free to do it.
So how do you try to take your previous experience, which includes law and some other things, and apply that to this organization?
Well, the managing director position is, for the most part, in charge of operations of the Nash, and it's running a business. Even though it's a not-for-profit, it still has expenses and revenue and all the same things I've done in previous jobs.
So do you think that those other experiences, plus your love of the type of music you'll be dealing with, does that sort of serve you well, sort of a good combination of expertise and background for this?
I think it does. I think I have a broad experience in operations, and we have a limited staff, so the breadth of experience is helpful. And everyone who works there or volunteers there is committed to the jazz.
So does that mean that your maybe lack of background in the music, is that sort of mitigated by the fact that the people who are working with you and volunteering with you sort of can fill that in?
Yes, the education side has many talented people that put together the education program. And Joel Goldenthal, who's been the executive director for years, is really in charge of a lot of the performance and booking aspects.
So what are your goals for this organization? What would you like to see happen? What sorts of maybe changes would you like to see in the coming years?
Well, the Nash has experienced considerable growth in its almost 6 years now, but I would like to see it grow more and become more sustainable. Like all not-for-profits, it's always looking for that next opportunity to raise funds, and I think it'd be more sustainable in the future. It'll allow it to grow and provide more services to more people in the community.
What is the financial situation now? I mean, are you guys doing okay? Is it sustainable at the moment?
Yeah, it is. It's surprisingly successful in earned revenue, which is unusual for a not-for-profit, I think, in a performance venue. So we expect to be able to continue to grow that, but we want to broaden our base of supporters and donors just like anybody would, and we think we provide a service to the community and to education about jazz.
How do you try to do that? How do you try to go about getting more people to give and sort of broaden that base?
Well, I think one of the things would be to launch a little bit more stronger marketing and branding program. The Nash is well known to jazz aficionados or jazz fans, but it's not so well known on a valley-wide basis. So I think a lot of it is marketing and getting the word out there.
So are there challenges with doing that? I mean, obviously there are a lot of performing venues, places where concerts can happen and musicians can play. How do you try to differentiate yours from all of the other ones that are out there?
Well, the Nash is probably the only venue that's an intimate jazz club venue in the Valley, and so it differentiates itself already on that basis. I think that the challenge is always about getting enough money in the system to be able to spend it and invest on the future growth. And that's probably a dilemma all businesses and all not-for-profits face.
How important is the neighborhood in which the Nash is to the success? I mean, that's an area of town that's really changed quite a bit over the last number of years.
Yeah, I think there are two important aspects. One, the Nash as a jazz club belongs in the downtown, just belongs in the urban environment. Then the second aspect is the change that you're talking about. I mean, downtown Phoenix has changed tremendously in the last 10 years, and now Roosevelt Row in particular is going to change even more. I saw that. I worked downtown when I worked for Red for 10 years and really enjoy the downtown change.
How does your background in development, do you think, affect maybe the kinds of things that you'll be able to do with the Nash?
Well, I think part of it is that I understand and have a lot of contacts in the downtown environment from having been working for a company that was a player in the downtown scene. And I think that'll help. And also, the Nash is right now a tenant in its building. And so sooner or later, it'll have a question of what it does about its lease and what kind of development happens in the area and what kind of a facility it can find if it needs to move.
As a jazz fan, I don't have to tell you about sort of the obituaries that have been written about the genre of music over the past few years. I'm wondering how much of a challenge that presents to you to try to not only sort of expand and broaden the base of people who use the Nash and support the Nash, but also people who are into and listen to and are fans of jazz itself.
Well, our statistics for attendance at the programs show maybe 27-28% in that 25 to 35 year old range. So we are attracting some younger demographic. And of course, the education programs are directed at a younger demographic entirely. Virtually, there's some adult programs, but the majority of, vast majority of them are to younger people. So I think there's more growth in it than maybe the headlines or the obituaries give credit for. But that's an inside out look. So we're optimistic.
So if you and I were to sit down and have a conversation, let's say 3 or 4 years from now, what would you like to be able to say are the biggest changes or evolutions that have happened at the NASH in your time as managing director?
I think what I'd like to see the answer to that be is that we've developed a more dominant brand in the Valley, and that we've done that through the quality of our shows and education programs, and as a result of those factors, that we have achieved a greater fundraising base and a greater committed volunteer and donor base.
All right. That's Steve Maughan, the new managing director of the NASH. Steve, thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you.